This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. This is where you want to be. I'm telling you. Well, maybe not tonight, but this is where you want to be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, whatever it is you're doing to be connected, to be part of, you know, to get involved in the conversation as a whole. I think it's wonderful. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. The time you take, really, to be with us, to be part of the conversation. And I know it's, you know, I say it pretty much every time the show starts, because I mean it. I appreciate the time you spend with us. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I really do appreciate it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. A lot going on there as well. Today... You know, it's just amazing how the information comes at you at 100 miles an hour. Agreed? And you can't keep up with it all. McCabe is not going to be charged with anything. We'll talk more about that later on. This is just, it's infuriating is what it is. And I realize this, you know, somebody... This is proof positive. I was talking to somebody today about this. See, I told you there was a double standard. There's no double standard. There's no standard. It's a triple, quadruple standard. I want you to think about something seriously. Right? Give us some serious thought here. You have a standard that says there's a different set of rules and laws for those in D.C. and a different set of rules and laws for the rest of us. And if you're in D.C., there's a subset of rules. Because if you're the Clintons, the Obamas, the Pelosis, you get to get away with so much more, don't you? Right? I mean, seriously. That's the, and again, it's not even a triple standard. It truly is a standard that's set based on your class, what group you're with, who you know. It was never meant to be that. You know, in the early days of this country, when during the Revolution, there were financiers that helped finance the war for the U.S. Some of them, after the war, lost everything they had, but they didn't lose it to the Brits. You see, they borrowed money. They borrowed money to fight the war, and they went into debt for the country. And the country, we didn't have any money. Couldn't pay them back. They couldn't pay their debt. And at that time, there was a debtor's court. Look it up. It's an interesting read. Or there's quite a few books out about it. But they were willing to do it. It's what I say about our founding fathers all the time. They were willing to do it. They were willing to give up life. They were willing to give up property. Some of them their family never saw again. But they knew how to sacrifice. They knew what they had to give up. All right, for some of you who went to major debt over Valentine's Day, because that's the whole reason behind Valentine's Day, isn't it? Isn't the idea of Valentine's Day is to spend as much money as humanly possible, get into as much debt as you possibly can? Right? Valentine's Day was also called, or is also called, really Saint Valentine's Day, which I find quite interesting. I mean, how many heathens out there you think would throw in the towel, get rid of Valentine's Day, wouldn't celebrate it if they found out it was actually named after a saint? Come on, the truth. So, it's supposed to be when, what is it, when lovers, when people care about each other, they express their affection with greeting cards and gifts and major debt. The holiday has its origins in the Roman festival of, Lupercalia. And it was held in mid-February, the festival which celebrated the coming of spring. It included fertility rites. And the pairing off of women with men by lottery. Wow. Gee, I wonder how well that would go over today. At the end of the 5th century, Pope Thalassius I, he replaced the day with St. Valentine's Day. And it came to be celebrated as a day of romance. Yeah, let's turn a day of, you know, erotica into a day of romance. That makes sense. That makes it so much easier. Although there were several Christian martyrs named Valentine, the day may have taken its name from the priest who was martyred about 270 before Christ by the emperor. Yeah, you know what? They won't even... I had forgot about that. They've changed the way they tell time. They have for a long time. Or you know, talk about the calendar, right? CE? Well, I'm going to go before Christ. We're going to use BC, okay? By the Emperor Claudius, according to the legend, the priest signed a letter from your Valentine to his jailer's daughter, whom he had befriended, and by some accounts, healed from blindness. Other accounts hold that it was St. Valentine of Terni, a bishop for whom the holiday was named. Though it's possible the two saints were actually one person. Another common legend states that St. Valentine's defied the emperor's orders and secretly married couples to spare the husbands from war. But again, I want to go, you know, it's a religious holiday, right? I'm just asking. And how many of you guys, let me see. How many of you guys went out and really just emptied your wallet today? Do you know that this month is one of the months that most divorces are filed at the end of the month? Maybe because the diamond ring wasn't big enough? Box of candy wasn't big enough? Show between your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Taboo, the 10 things you can't say or talk about, except on this show. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million and three things you can do up there. And if not, you can get the show on your phone, your smartphone. Doesn't work on dumb phones. You can get it at a local station. Check out stations and times up on the website. Look, I'm happy to have with me Wilfred Riley. He's an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of the books Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Hate Crime Hoax, and the $50 million question. But the reason I brought him on, as many of you have been listening to the show for a long time, is his book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I'm not so sure there's any facts that we can't talk about here on the show. Will, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right, so just give us, you know the deal. Give me the 85,000-foot overview of what the book is about, and then we're going to hit some of these issues.
The book is about all the things that you're not supposed to talk about, and we go through a whole series of the things that are taboo in current modern society, and I try to engage them as conversations. So can men be women? Was Black Lives Matter correct that there's a war on people of color? Is there a lot of racial conflict in the USA in general? Is white privilege real? Is cultural appropriation real? I flip to the right for a minute. Does the alt-right have anything to offer? Race and IQ. Did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? That's actually discussed in the intro almost as a joke. But, I mean, I talk about all these things that you're not supposed to discuss. It's a good pitch for a book, but it's also a conversation that we need to have.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Look, at people, it's gotten to the point where people are afraid to talk to each other about anything, and it doesn't matter whether you've been friends for a long time. I won't even call it political correctness. It's political fear at this point in time. You know, on this show, I've brought on, you know, gay people, transgender people. I have brought on people of all walks of life, and we hit it. We talk about the things that people are afraid to say, afraid to ask, you know. It's just amazing to me. How do you learn about other people? How do you understand where people are coming from unless you can sit down and ask them that question or those questions? Agreed?
Yeah, as we would have said in high school as an athlete, real talk. I mean, yes. The one thing I will say, I've traveled, as I suspect you have, around a lot of the world, both working for Uncle in private capacity. And, I mean, the Overton window in the American upper middle class is the narrowest I've ever seen. Overton window meaning what you can talk about. A lot of the things in the book are almost nerdy, if you will, discussion topics, like are men women. But these are things we're not supposed to discuss, we're not supposed to mention, we're not supposed to notice. If your black buddy says there's a race war in the country, you're supposed to say, okay, that may be your perspective. And my reality, my comment is that's just BS. I mean, there are facts. We can look at things and we can see what's true and what's not. So this book, again, from the left to the hard right, looks at some of these things and asks, are they true? I mean, in terms of the Black Lives Matter question, police kill less than 1,000 people in a typical year, and in that same typical year, about 235 of them would be black. That's barely an overrepresentation at all before you adjust for a slightly but definitely higher black crime rate. Yeah, blacks are 14% of the population. So, I mean, a lot of these things just aren't real, but you can't say that, and that's a weird box to be in.
Well, listen, you can say it, and I bet you get a lot of heat for as a black man or a man of color saying that, you know, black men aren't, what was the name? Sheila Jackson Lee said young black men are being hunted down by police all across this nation. What a thing to say. What a thing to say about a group of men that you call, men and women, that you call for help, you know, when somebody's breaking into your house or something's going wrong.
Well, I mean, I would call Smith & Wesson for help if someone was breaking into my house at that moment. But, I mean, yeah, the police do a great job. The police, in many cases, are heroes. And that comment, first of all, if young black men, or I will add young poor white men or Italian-American men, it's not like there's no crime in those communities. If they are being hunted down by anyone, it's by other young poor men. I mean, if you look at the African-American community specifically, since the disastrous Black Lives Matter movement, we've made up more than half of murders, about 40% before that because of the contributions of the other fine groups I just mentioned. But, I mean, if you look at the African-American community, there are about 8,000 black-on-black murders in a typical year. There are about 300 police shootings of black people in a typical year. Police shootings of black people are 4% of all shootings of black people. So this isn't a crisis. It's something that specific people chose to focus on and make into a national issue. And the real question isn't, did that happen? I just gave you the statistics. The real question is, why did that happen? Why would anyone make that the narrative? Why would anyone treat our police that way? And that's when you start having a conversation.
No, I agree with you. Listen, a few years back, I wrote a book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left has put on
it. Controversial title.
No, not at all, right? But But it's all the labels the left throws at us, and we run from them. And I said, look, why don't we embrace these and talk about them? Instead of running from them, let's sit and talk about them. You talk about transgenderism. You talk about gender fluidity. You know, for years, as a Christian man, as a believer in God, I have these people coming at me and saying, you know, there's something wrong with you. You need to believe in science. You know, God doesn't exist. You can't touch him, feel him, wrap your arms around him. Well, isn't that funny? When it comes to transgenderism or gender fluidity, all of a sudden, biology doesn't matter. I mean, you can't smoke enough crack to have this make sense, right?
Glad to see you come back to that good line. So, I mean, first of all, everyone has a label. I would describe myself as a center-right Bible reading. Certainly no disrespect for that black guy. I wouldn't say I thump the big book and cite it for everything, but at the same time, in the West, you can't deny that. But so, first of all, I've got to say, there is an intelligent city boy response to that, which is, okay, I don't believe in young earth creationism, which frankly I don't, or transgenderism. But you can't say, I believe in transgenderism, but not young earth creationism. It's not science or the Bible, you know, pick one roulette every round. I personally think that, first of all, I mean, if you get into, like, the Aquinas, now I'm a wonk, remember, if you get into, like, the Aquinas arguments for a watchmaker God, you can't really disprove the Bible. But there are things in the Bible that aren't true. I don't think the world's 5,280 years old because they were ancient Egyptians 7,000 years ago.
Right.
But transgenderism as an argument is actually more difficult to sustain. I mean, if you say there aren't males, I can look down and say, well, yes, there are. So I think everyone tends to defend nonsense that's on their side. The real issue in our society is that there's a block of people, that includes most of the mainstream media, that will defend nonsense that's on one side. You're not going to see a bunch of people on CNN defending young earth creationism, which as much as I might make fun of it, 40% of the population believes them, and they believe it honorably. But you will see, quote-unquote, transgender advocates on CNN, and the question is, why pick one over the other? And I think that's a valid question.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's a great way to put it, too. You know, again, they scare you into even wanting to ask the question, even wanting to sit down and discuss as a whole. You know, men and women are different. The question I've always asked, and we have to go to break, is do all the female diseases leave your body if you identify as a man? Nobody will answer that question. They start stuttering on themselves. We'll be back in a minute. I got to go to a break. Joe Mastin, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump responded to Attorney General William Barr's comments that the president's tweets about the Justice Department cases make it tough to do his job.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Barr also said he won't be bullied by anyone, whether that someone be Congress, editorial boards, or the president. The president's response, written on Twitter, indicates that he is not deterred by Barr's comments. The remarks come just as he and the Justice Department are under intense scrutiny for nixing a sentencing recommendation by prosecutors who said former Trump advisor Roger Stone should serve between 7 and 9 years in prison. All four prosecutors on the case have resigned. The president had expressed his displeasure with the initial Stone recommendation, which he declared a miscarriage of justice. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
How long before they changed the word to that song? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you want a text alert, some of you don't want to go for the email, but if you want a text alert, the show is starting. It's not that hard, people. TRS to 77222. Just text TRS to 77222. Hey, I'm happy to be joined by Wilfred Riley. He's an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of the books Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Hate Crime Hoax, and the $50 million question. Boy, that's gone up. It used to be $64,000 question. My God, inflation has just ran away with this. Will, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, you know what? But I'm glad you're willing to. You know, again, a lot of people don't want to get into the whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's gender fluidity. Nobody wants to ask these questions or talk about these things. You know, you've got a bunch of what do you want to call them? Helicopter parents who've turned these kids into little squishies, and I don't want to call them snowflakes, but you know, we've got an epidemic in this country where young people cannot cope, and you know, you can't stop there. They can't cope with life. They can't cope with the littlest things in the world. And again, it's because we haven't taught them. We haven't worked with them. You know, to your point earlier, are you a man or aren't you? They have no absolutes in their life. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's a real issue. Now, first of all, there actually, because again, I'm a wonk, I think there are interesting conversations to be had about some of these things, like other than basic Ten Commandments level stuff, is there ultimate right or wrong? I mean, would you be pretty predatory in pursuit of new business or an enemy in war? Those are real questions. My answer is yes, I would. But that's not stuff you tell little kids. I mean, that's stuff you discover on your own after you're given a solid moral foundation. And I do think we've moved away from that in the USA in a weird direction. And this gets into, I don't want to be conspiratorial, but I mean, have you ever read Antonin Gramsci, the communist writer?
No, I have not. Nope.
Go One ahead, guy that I always recommend people check out is on a sort of know your enemy grounds. There's an old joke from someone, I forget who it was, it might have been Robert Kennedy, but I always read Cosmopolitan magazine and the Holy Quran, Know Your Enemy. I don't necessarily agree with that line for line, but similarly, I mean, you should read the Marxist writers because they're very, very influential. But this guy Gramsci basically said, look, as Reds, as communists, we're not going to be able to influence most of the things in society. We can't control the military because that's an inherently hierarchical, pretty conservative organization. We're probably not going to take over agriculture. We don't know how to farm. We're not going to get into competitive varsity sport for obvious reasons, business, blah, blah, blah. But what we can do is control discourse because we're the people that are graduating from the leading university. So we can take over print media, broadcast media. We can take over academia itself. I mean, when you look at a tenure review panel, it's very, very telling whether there are a lot of leftists on it in terms of who they're going to let through. We can take over the NGO sector so that things you think of as fair and neutral, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, even the NAACP, which I still might be a charter member of, but I mean, those things aren't necessarily fair and neutral. They tend to lean very strongly one direction. So I think that idea, that sort of, in many cases, poisonous idea is fed to kids very early on. So, like, the reason I'm in D.C. right now is actually to launch something with a group of black businessmen called the 1776 Project, which is a response to the New York Times 1619 Project. And the idea of the 1619 Project, are you familiar with this whole set of essays and books on 1619?
Tell the listeners about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. The 1619 Project is the idea that the basis of the USA is black slavery. And, I mean, you guys can't see me through the phone. I'm a black man, pretty proud black guy. Some white friends, some black friends. I like being black. But that's complete BS. I mean, even during the era when blacks and whites, unfortunately, were fighting one another, you know, honors about even on both sides that there were fewer of us, black people were 8% of the population. It's simply nonsensical to say that what defined the USA is the fact that there were black people here, although we've done many, many things. But the 1619 Project says this. So if you Google 1619 Project, you'll find all these essays. Like, the reason Americans tend to be muscular and a bit overweight is that slavery used to be grown by, or sugar used to be grown by slaves. That's a real piece. The reason capitalism is so aggressive in the USA isn't mark-to-market accounting. It's the fact that we used to sell slaves here, so there were really aggressive, not very regulated markets. And if you respond to any of this complete BS by saying, well, didn't they sell slaves everywhere in the world, Turkey and France and the great black countries and so on, the conversation just shuts down. But the point is that all of this stuff, 1619 Project has a curriculum that's live with the Pulitzer Center. I assume the group that releases the prizes. This is the center-left mainstream media. This curriculum is going out to schools this fall. So kids are hearing this stuff from the time they're 6 to the time they're 18. And it's not like they hear this and then they hear our go run, go hit perspective at the same time. They only hear this. So that control of discourse, that low, sneaky, subversive kind of activism, it has been pretty effective. And we need to figure out how to fight it. We can't just yell and shout and wave signs in the street. Like, what's the way to come back at that?
What, yell and wave signs? You can't come back at it. There's no rational conversation at that point, is there?
Well, but I kind of think there has to be. So, I mean, again, the thing Gramsci said, the communist guy, is, okay, we can't control the military, business, sport, or farming, so we're going to have to control discourse. I think that there have to be ways for the people that control the military, business, sport, and farming to hit back. I mean, at the very least, one thing I've done when I was in a sales director role is just deprogram guys. I mean, taxes are a good way to do that. If you're working on a successful trading floor, your first deal is going to be $30,000, $40,000. And I've at least 100 times had kids ask me, why is half of that money gone from my check? And that's a learning moment. You can explain why it is. All those wonderful programs that you like Android phones for people in the country illegally, are the reason, and of course, giveaways to rich farmers as well. But all of those things are the reason that half that money's gone from your check. So I think, in all honesty, in one sentence, my solution to how sane people on kind of that center and right can affect the conversation is just don't be cowards, tell the truth, because it's mostly on the side of the people with the facts.
How about this? I'm going to take yours a little further. Don't be cowards, tell the truth, but don't be afraid to hit an issue. Don't be afraid to talk about an issue. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, have a discussion with somebody. If they won't discuss with you, don't lower yourself to their level, but try to bring them back in and discuss with them. Look, When it comes to education, the education system in this country, I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but I'm a trustee on a fairly large school district in California. And one of the things that bothers me, I've been looking at for years, and I say the same thing all the time. You have the Democrats that run the education system. You look at the inner cities all through this country, and as far as I'm concerned, the black community gets screwed when it comes to education. Because, you know, these kids are coming out of these schools, they can't read, they can't write, and it is an exceptional young man or young woman who's got one heck of a set of parents that will help them get through and get educated. I go back to the days of Jim Crow when it was illegal to teach a black person or educate a black person, period. I think this is, again, I'm not a conspiracy person, but I think this is a concerted effort to keep some communities down, educationally dull, so they can control them. Am I really far off on this?
Not really, but I will say, just looking at this analytically, not from my personal kind of center-right perspective, I think that occurs on both sides. One sentence, poor whites are the most neglected group in this country. First of all, I don't think they're the most brutalized group in this country. I think they compete for that with inner city blacks, with recent Latino immigrants, Indians, Native Americans. You ever been to a reservation? But I do think poor whites are the most ignored group in this country. It used to be accepted, if you look at John F. Kennedy's speeches on poverty and so on, there were two types of poverty. There was inner city poverty, and then there was what he called Appalachian poverty, and that's still true. I teach 30 minutes from Appalachia. If you want to look at some rates of drug use or some rates of violent crime, and you only need to go to where I live, and those people are almost all white. And by the way, I'm an anti-racist American that likes my countrymen. It doesn't matter to me whether the guy trying to rob me is black or white.
Right.
I mean, at some level, I'm still going to try to shoot him. But I'm going to sympathize with the factors that produced him equally, whether he is black or white. So I guess what I'm saying here is that everyone should really try to be a swing voter to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
When you see corrupt local politicians that have controlled districts for a long time, whether you're talking about South Tennessee, where that's 75% Republican, or the inner city, where that's 95% African American, you're probably going to see a very low level of public services and so on. Again, though, one of the things that makes this not an even debate, because, of course, rural Republican bosses, Boss Hogg and so on are corrupt. One of the things that makes this not an even debate, and obviously I'm not a real politician for listening, but one of the things that makes this an even debate, it makes this not an even debate, is that the inner city version of poverty tends to be lionized a little bit. So,
yeah, you can finish your thought real quick.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, the level of corruption is the same in both cases, but only one is criticized. And this is one thing that the very hard right gets right about the media. There are problems on both sides. There are problems with all races. But we tend to see more criticism of
gotta
one group, and I think you know who that is.
Yep. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Mussi, your host. Will is going nowhere. We'll be back right after the break. Joe Mussi, you listen to Real Time.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white goat.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Make sure you give me your email address. We send out one email a week, people. It's not that hard. I don't send out one every day. I don't make you crazy. I don't want to do one every day. I'm a little lazy, okay? But you get the information. You can decide whether you want to tune in or not. And you know what? Or, if you don't want the emails, it's real simple. Just get a text message, text alert, as you call them. Just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Having a great conversation with Real Fred Riley. He's an associate professor of the political science at Kentucky State University. He's also the author of the books Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Hate Crime Hoax, and the $50 Million Question. Grab those up at Amazon, and you should grab them up at Amazon. Will, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me tonight.
Yeah, glad to be on. Like I said, enjoying the talk.
Good, good. No, I really do appreciate it because these are conversations that are hard to have with some people. I don't have a problem with them at all. But, you know, some people get very uptight. You know, they don't want to talk about it. They're afraid they're going to insult somebody. I want people to get mad when we're talking. I want them to take the time to go look it up on their own to make sure that what we're saying is true. But, you know, I want to just kind of poke them in the head with a red-hot poker instead of just believing everything that comes across their Twitter feed or you know, the last headline that they read. It infuriates me. You know what I'm saying? God.
All yeah, right. I think.
Go ahead.
I agree. I think just looking for facts is a good baseline for any conversation is starting with what the facts are. People are entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started to touch on it, and we went past it, which was climate change. You know, and this has become a religion now. It's not a science anymore. It's not something that we think might went down. We've got a few facts here, and a few. No. This is now an out and out religion. And if you don't believe in it, then you hate the earth, you hate clean air, you hate human beings. I mean, they've really done this, and I don't know where you stand. We haven't talked about this. It is not settled science, is it?
Well, climate change is an interesting one. So I tend to agree with Ben Shapiro on this, which is that it is pretty settled that the climate is getting slightly warmer. And it's about 75% settled that that's due 50-plus percent to human interference. So in that sense, climate change is settled science. The real issue with climate change, though, climate change is one of a series of fake catastrophes that are being used to morally justify communism, if you really want to give a quick right-wing response to communism. And I'm going to go to climate change. I'm going to try to pull up some of these in my mind. Like, remember global cooling back in the 70s and 80s? If we didn't adopt a more socialist system, the world was going to get cooler. Y2K, if we didn't all work together to fix every computer chip, the planes were going to start falling out of the skies. Killer bees and the great northerly migration. You can really come up with a bunch of these. I mean, Paul Ehrlich's The Population Bomb. If we don't stop having sex in non-feminist ways, which seems to mean vaginal, the population was going to overwhelm the earth. We were all going to die. We're all going to be eaten, actually, as I recall, page 156 of that book. The Club of Rome, all resources were going to become so costly only the rich could afford them, and they'd make all of us slaves.
I want to interrupt you for a second. I know you can. And the reason I want to interrupt you is you're an educated man, okay? There are a lot of educated people out there, a lot of people that have been to college. I do this story a couple times a year about the original Earth Day and all the predictions they made. We had 5 years or 7 years. I'm going back to the late 60s or early 70s. Let me ask you a question. If you had invested in stocks with a stockbroker and everything he told you would happen and every investment he made for you failed, would you stay with him?
Well, no. And that actually, by the way, that's one reason I'm not a huge climate change advocate. If you look at, I mean, through Robinhood, E-Trade, and my broker, I invest in the stock market. And I noticed that, for example, the companies that build seawalls, like Halliburton and Drywell, aren't going through the roof in terms of valuation. I noticed that the large African and Chinese companies, although, of course, they trail ours, as they should, God bless America, but I noticed that they're not going bankrupt because those places, China and Nigeria, are going to be deserts in 5 years. No investor in the world, this is very important, no investor in the world seriously thinks this is real. Now, climate change will happen. My prediction is that the world will be 3 degrees warmer in 150 years, which is the worst-case climate change prediction. The question is, what will that do? For example, if the world gets 3 degrees warmer, seawall tech is available through the two companies I mentioned and at least 20 others. I have relatives and friends that live near the coast of the Great Lakes. You can put one of them boys up that's sort of silicon walled for about, someone might correct this in the audience, but $1,000. So I don't think people are just going to look at the water and die.
I'm with you.
Just stare at it. What's the increase for 3 degrees? It's an inch per year. You know, yes, of course, in 2 years, because of how basement flooding works, you'll need the seawall. But it's not really something that's going to be driving people up into the highlands or forcing them to eat each other. I mean, there are obvious solutions like walking inland. I mean, the most peaceful, most agricultural states in the USA are in the middle of the country. So I think people will be able to figure out something other than death. I really do.
I hope you're right, because what makes me nuts, again, I want to go back to when they were predicting that, what, almost 60% of the Earth's population should be gone because we wouldn't be able to feed them, because we wouldn't be able to grow enough food for them. We have an obesity epidemic in most of these countries now. You wouldn't be able to live in parts of New York because it would be 60 to 100 feet underwater. I don't know if you remember all of these things. And I'm saying to myself, why haven't we called them on the carpet? Why do we totally ignore these people and those scientists that are hanging out? I'm going, go back here and tell me why that didn't happen, why that didn't work, why you've had to adjust your prediction at least a dozen times now. I don't trust you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that a great deal of this stuff is just fake. The only real question to me with this is whether it's intentional or not.
Good point.
I mean, and I do think it is. When you look at some, and I'm not a very conspiratorial hit at all, whether it comes to things on the right or on the left, but when you look at some of this stuff, there's a real consistency to it. Like, if you've read the actual Green New Deal, especially the quote-unquote AOC version post-Greta Thunberg vetting, it's not just, like, pick up your trash. Because as much junk as I talk as, you know, a guy over on the right, like, I would do that. But it's stuff like, we need to slaughter the USA's beef cattle herd. We need to nationalize healthcare. It's very much the idea that what we need to do to fix these disputes in society is embrace communism. And I guess my one response to that, having traveled pretty widely, is why don't you try taking a long drink from the River Volga? Or, you know, breathing in the air in Hunan province, if you really believe that communism makes the earth cleaner. The reality is that basic environmentalism with a pick-up-your-garbage variety is good, but we don't need to destroy the entire modern economy to deal with a 3% change in the climate over the next 150 years. You know, buy a hat.
You okay?
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear the last thing I said?
Yeah, I did.
Just buy a hat, or, you know, take off your shirt. It's, obviously, you don't want to be glib about this, but not a very small percentage of the human population lives near the three coastlines that would be threatened by this, and they'll have 150 years to adjust.
Yeah.
So I think that we don't need to be glib or mocking about the actual issue. I mean, some people might be hurt. Sub-Saharan Africa might take some hits. But at the same time, we don't need to pretend that this is the 19th apocalypse in a row that's going to kill us all.
All right, so listen, I always get accused of this, so I'm going to throw it at you, which is, you know, we've been complaining about all this stuff. How do we come together? How do we get to the point where we can talk about these things, come up with solutions instead of just hating on each other?
I think a lot of this is just common sense. The baseline of this, to some real extent, is just using facts. So actually, I have two suggestions. One is that people come to understand the facts that are relevant to a particular issue. So if you have strong feelings about climate change because you've seen Greta Thunberg and Rush Limbaugh scream back and forth at one another about it, I'd recommend you go to the library, or you get on a real search engine, probably not Google, but Bing or Dogpile, and you pull up some of those Swedish studies that actually break down exactly what the rate of climate change is going to be, and see how scared you are about that 1% over 150 years. And the second thing is, and this is very important, this is especially for my white buddies, don't be terrified to say things. If you found out what reality probably is, say it. If someone comes up to you and says, well, in America, you don't understand that we blacks are an oppressed population, if you're aware of the fact that affirmative action is a 200-point advantage for African-Americans everywhere, say that. Respond. The worst possible thing you can do with another aggressive human is appear to be an unintelligent coward. So if someone says, you've done bad things to me in the past, and you say, yes, I'm so sorry, master, their response is going to be, this person is an idiot, and I can take from them. That would be my response. Probably would be yours.
Well,
so just instead tell the truth.
We got about half a minute or a minute. The thing that just aggravates the crap out of me is, you know, 15 years ago, if somebody called me a racist, I would have said, you know what, I need to check what I'm saying. Today, it means nothing. The left has made that word of no effect, and I think that's more dangerous than some of the other things they've done. Tell people where they can find you. Tell people to get more information about you.
I'm really easy to find. If you Google Wilfred Reilly, which is W-I-L-F-R-E-D-R-E-I-L-L-Y, you will find dozens of videos, website and prep, Twitter, so on. My Twitter is will_duh_BEAST630. Joke on my old zip code and jersey number. But Google me, look for me, and I'll be glad to talk to you.
All right, I'm going to bring you back because I want to talk about your hate crimes hoax. I think that's a great topic to discuss as well. Okay, people, listen, you can find this information. We're going to put it up on our website. We'll put it out in our information. We'll be back in just a bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink, whatever you got to do. Come on back. There's a lot more coming up in the next hour.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Hey, no.